The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Jess Kelly is here to talk tech, and we have a number of queries for you so far.
Yes,
but Jess, let's talk about phones before we do.
Yes, so
you've got two gorgeous looking phones.
Mm-hmm. And they're budget phones for budget day, don't you know?
Okay.
So they are own brand devices from Vodafone. So mobile network Vodafone. They started doing their own phones a number of years ago. We know that Mobile Network 3 do their own phones as well. But the idea with these is that they are, as I said, a budget offering for those who don't want to go in and spend a hell of a lot of money. They want something that is easy to use, runs Android, but also looks kind of nice. So the two devices that we have here are the Vodafone Smart V10, and then there's the Vodafone Smart N10. So the V10 is the more expensive one. And I said to you there a second ago when I passed it to you during the break, it kind of looks like an iPod Touch. Do you remember the, or maybe the iPhone 4, something like that, except it's a little bit skinnier. And the idea with this, it's €150 on pay as you go, or you get it from free if you're on a bill plan. But it's a 5.9-inch HD screen. It has a feature on it that the Samsung, the high-end Samsungs have, which is sort of the teardrop selfie camera on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this seems like a teeny tiny little detail, but that's actually quite expensive to do. So again, for your €149, you're getting a really expensive finish on the phone. There are two very good cameras on the back, 13 megapixel and 5 megapixel, 8 megapixel front selfie camera, 3 gigs of RAM inside, decent processor. The internal storage is only 32 gigs, but you can put an SD slot into that or a card into that that'll boost it up to 128 gigs. And the battery's 3,400 milliamps.
Nothing not to like there.
Absolutely. It's a really nice phone to use. But if you want to be a little bit more economical, again, there's the other option, which is the Smart N10. And this one just completely blew me away. So it's €109 on pay as you go. So that is, you walk into a Vodafone shop, you have to be a Vodafone customer or move to the network. You pay €109.99, so €110, and you walk out with the phone. Or again, it's free on bill pay. So it's a slightly smaller screen, 5.7 inch. But again, it's a high definition screen. And you really do feel that when you're watching videos and so on. You're compromising slightly in terms of the camera. So there is an 8 megapixel autofocus camera on the back and a 5 megapixel camera on the front. 2 gigs of RAM, so it's a little bit slower. Again, you have a very small internal storage. It's only 16 gigs, but you can boost that up to 256 if you wish with a card. And then the battery is 2,900 milliamps.
And a nice thing, there are some sophisticated elements to the software attached.
Really fancy. And again, what you would not expect to get for €100. The one that jumped out at me the most is the facial scanning. So the facial unlock. So again, you'd get that on your premium devices like the Note 10 and the iPhone, but it'll scan your face. So from a security point of view, really good parental control software on this device as standard. There are the emergency mode if something were to happen. And then, as I said, it runs full Android. So it's sort of the perfect device, because I think people are sort of fed up paying huge money when they're only using certain features. Obviously, there's
people.
And
then if you drop it on the floor or it's lost, stolen,
yes,
slips down the loo, you know, whatever.
We've all been there, and it's a disaster. So you're not kind of losing as much money, I suppose.
Now, the other thing we want to talk to you about is Imagine and the National Broadband Plan. It seems they've come in and said to the Taoiseach or his acolytes, listen, we can target a lot of the stuff in the broadband plan with our technology, so don't sign.
So don't sign. And what's interesting is they are saying it's pretty much 50% of the 540,000 homes that are in the intervention area. So again, let's start from the very beginning. My favourite map, if you go to broadband.gov.ie, you'll see the map of Ireland, and you will see there the intervention area. So everything that's that amber colour is at the intervention area of the National Broadband Plan. What Imagine are saying is that they could potentially cater for 50% of that region, which would obviously enough dramatically impact the National Broadband Plan. It wouldn't necessarily bring down the cost of the National Broadband Plan, however. Think back to the homes that were taken out of the National Broadband Plan by AIR. They took the low-hanging fruit. And the cost of the National Broadband Plan remains the same, because they were the cheapest ones to do. It was kind of a case of pulling the cable along the way. So what Imagine are saying is, look, we've flagged this beforehand that we could do these homes in the intervention area. So now the government have to go and check the whole state aid rules thing.
Why did they have to do that? I mean, if Imagine wanted to be in on the action, they should have applied, should they not?
They should. They only came out of the cracks not that long ago. Remember the big launch that was earlier this year? So you would have to ask that question. You know, the point that I'm wondering on now is, should we not just scrap this entire thing and leave the commercial operators to it? And then in, you know, 3 years time, come back and look at the final areas that need intervention.
Yeah. It probably needed someone with a technological mouse to say, hang on a second, we can do this in 10 different ways. Fibre to the home is the Rolls Royce, but not everyone wants or needs a Rolls Royce. There's satellite broadband available, reasonably priced, and even the government could subsidise that if they don't want to go down that last boreen.
Yeah. Again, it comes back to the point, and I remember the day that you had Dennis Nocton in the studio when the final or preferred bidder was identified, and he was talking through the different criteria that they whittled down and came to for the National Broadband Plan. The government and the Department of Communications set the parameter for the National Broadband Plan that caused a lot of the commercial players to drop out. So you do sort of have to wonder, did we kind of screw ourselves a little bit on this? And is it a case that we need to press pause on the National Broadband Plan, absolutely kill it, come up with a new strategy and then eventually move on? But what we're saying, or what the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is saying, is that we should see this process signed off on by the end of the year with the view to getting people connected early next year. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
All right, Jess. Now, questions coming in. Could you ask Jess if she knows of any groups or organisations that someone on a low income could go to it for advice or assistance with their laptops, their tablets, etc.? Age Action used to have drop-in centres providing this service. They don't do it anymore. I live in Dublin 8, but I'm willing to travel. That's from Sean.
Do you know where it does a great service, and it's free, is Harvey Norman. So if you go to their Love Tech desk and you have to book in an appointment, but I think it's every Wednesday, you go in and you book in with a Love Tech person. It's not a charge service. They're not looking to get anything from you. It's very much kind of a tech clinic, and you tell them what you want to get out of it and they will help you. And as I said, it's completely free. So there you are.
I want a good phone for photos. What would you recommend? Looking at Samsung S10e with Air Mobile, SIM only, 400 unlimited national calls, 10 gigabytes for €25. So I don't want to lose out on this price as it's fine for my needs. Any suggestions?
So the Samsung S10e is a good phone. The phone, you know, John Riley and I went through all of the big phones on Tech Talk this weekend or last weekend, and we were talking about the Huawei P Smart. I know I'm always banging on about this phone, but I think it's €250 to buy it outright. So the phone is then yours. You can stay on your bill plan. The camera is sensational. The battery is sensational. So definitely check that out, or the Samsung S10e is a good option too.
Could you ask Jess why an app that used to work fine on my phone, a Samsung J6, has suddenly stopped working? Have deleted it and reinstalled, have rebooted the phone, all other apps still work. The app still works on my iPad. That's from Mary.
It could be a case that the software is incompatible. So the way these things work is, so you have it on your iPad and that's fine and dandy, but the Android, either version of the app or Android itself, may have updated on your phone and one or other is out of sync. So it could be a case that you just need to keep an eye on it and see if there's an updated version of that app. It happens sometimes with particular, you know, the transport apps and all the rest. They'll have a particular version. They won't have caught up to the newest version of the software on your phone. There is no magic solution, unfortunately. So it is a case of just watching and refreshing.
Let me see. I need to buy a large monitor. I work from home and my small laptop screen is not practical. Can you advise on a reasonably priced external monitor?
Yes, I bought one and it is fantastic. It is, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but it's a HP model, and I think it's HP24EA, I think is the name on it. It wasn't that expensive. It has a nice matte finish on it. I went for the matte finish because my apartment is quite glassy and I didn't want a reflection, so the matte finish is quite nice. And if memory serves, it was less than £200, but it is one of the best things I bought, just from a posture point of view. If you are someone who spends a lot of time at a laptop, you do kind of get that hunchback feeling, which is not pleasant. So even here in the office, when I'm using my Surface Pro 6, I have it hooked up to an external monitor, up nice and high, so you are sitting nice and proper.
And what's the size of that monitor?
24 inch.
Okay, so it's about twice the size of a normal
monitor. Yeah.
Monitor.
Yeah. No, it's nice. Because, and the reason I went for that one is because a lot of the work that I do, and it depends on the nature of the work that you're doing, but a lot of my work is editing. So I'm editing software. So you have to kind of get into the little waveforms. And I found that that's the best one for me.
Before I let you go, I've got to congratulate you on your
award. No, please don't. Oh, thanks.
Tatler.
Yes.
Nominated you as?
Irish Tatler Woman of the Year in Media.
Very good. I can only echo that endorsement. Tech Talk when?
Tech Talk is Saturday at 5 and Podcast First Friday at noon.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.